And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Monday the 19th of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Okay, so let's just move on to FTSE 100 slide. This is a point and figure chart. Again, if you want to learn about your point and figure charts, I mentioned this before, I would definitely get the book by Tom Dorsey and or Jeremy Duplessis at Updata. Clear support below the market at 6,200 there or thereabouts. The sellers seem to come in around 6,700, 6,750, 6,800. Sidewards consolidation for now? Can you think of any reasons that this market would push better? Obviously, the risk is to the downside. Everyone's talking about, you know, so many reasons to be cautious. But is there any ray of hope out there short term? Or
I like it when everyone's talking about reasons to the downside. I mean, quite apart from the fact you're underpinned by probably a 3.5% dividend yield on the FTSE as a whole, we're in the midst of the fourth quarter reporting season. But there are an immediate couple of short term hurdles, one of which will be the ECB decision later in the week. And inevitably, the thoughts of the US economy and the fact that it's we've seen in terms of the latest non-farms, for example, general economic data has been good. What we now need to see, and it's so far so good, is that the US corporates, in terms of their Q4 reporting, keep up their side of the bargain. Okay. So providing nothing goes drastically away from what the market is currently expecting, even in terms of the ECB and China, there are a couple of potential catalysts.
Okay.